Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to your weekly wellness radio for Imperial and Mexicali Valley. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Thank you so much for listening today, and we're joined by Athesia Naidu. She's the Senior Staff Attorney for the Drug Policy Alliance, Office of Legal Affairs, and we're talking about school drug testing. Athesia, I have a question. How do schools get around some of the legal slash medical slash privacy slash other types of issues that tend to protect consumers about having their personal health information shared with the rest of the world? Do they have waivers that basically say if you want to be on the chess club, you have to agree that you no longer have any privacy rights?
Well, that's essentially what they're doing. They're requiring students to sign consent forms that in order to participate in any kind of extracurricular activity, you have to consent to a random drug testing program. But what I would like to say, Scott, is that the programs vary substantially from, you know, school district to school district. So there's some that might have some privacy safeguards. There are others that absolutely do not. And the problem with a lot of the drug testing policies is they also require students to essentially notify the school district about any prescription medications that they're on, you know, in the school's effort to try and protect against false positives. Now, you can understand that, yes, you know, there's some medications that may cause a false positive, you know, for
Adderall, for example.
Absolutely, for amphetamines.
Right.
And, you know, so you're requiring students to essentially provide to school administrators very private, sensitive medical information about possible STDs, you know, any, as you mentioned, Adderall, any kind of medication.
Mental health problems.
Yeah. Mental health problems. And so they're, you know, they're requiring students to divulge this very private medical information.
With no explicit guarantees to privacy within the school or even with the school to outside people, perhaps.
Absolutely.
But you know what? Okay. But you know what? I mean, you're talking about all this, you know, privacy and everything, but I, as a parent, I want to know that my child goes to a school that's safe, that, you know, that it promotes, you know, education. So I think, you know, looking at the schools, looking at the safety of the school, I think schools are trying to, they're having good intentions. I think it's a good intention to do the drug testing. But I think we have to modify that program. And I'm all for prevention. I think we need to spend more money on prevention, on good prevention, because us as a taxpayer, you're a taxpayer, I'm a taxpayer. You know, a lot of the people listening to this show are taxpayers. I want you to see that my money that's being spent, it's being spent wisely. You know, we know from research that, you know, these prevention programs like the Scared Straight or the CHP, it's a really good collaboration. There's the CHP that gets involved here locally, and they do a scenario that there's a car crash and kids pretend that they're dead. That's great, but it's not effective. It is not effective, and that costs a lot of money to put up that that one-day show or two-day show. It costs a lot of money. I would like to see, as a parent and as a community member, I want to see prevention programs. I want to see if this, if there is a drug testing on the schools, that I want to know that if my child tests positive, then there's the support from the school to provide treatment to my child and get my child involved, not suspend him from school, but get him involved. You know, I would see it if that was the case. You know, my child ended up testing positive, and this is my opinion. If my child ended up positive, I would fight for my child not to be suspended or expelled. I would say, no, keep him in treatment, get him in treatment. I want my child to be involved in sports right after school, have them run 5 laps, miles, you know, tutoring after school, and then he gets home or her, you know, at night. You know, get him much more involved in the school. But, I mean, I hear this. I hear this about the confidentiality and this and that. But I think going back is I think the schools have good intentions, but it's just we need to somehow work with them or I don't know. Something has to make it change.
You know, Maria, I share your concerns. I'm a parent as well of two kindergartners. I have, 5-year-old twins in kindergarten right now. So I certainly share your concerns as a parent. But the reality is that, yes, school districts are absolutely well-intentioned to try and prevent and deter drug use. But using a policy that's actually ineffective, like drug testing, it's not only ineffective because that's what the scientific literature says about it, it also is counterproductive because what it does is it has the effect of persuading kids who otherwise would be interested in participating in extracurricular activities from actually engaging in those activities. There are some students who hold privacy rights very dear, and so they're essentially...
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.